Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies
Welcome
so blue
to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
So white.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here until 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning to everyone. Hope everybody is doing all right today. We're enjoying your day. We'll be here to answer your questions best we can, as always. And we'll do so for the next 4 hours here. It's not a bad weekend so far. It's been beautiful yesterday. Phenomenal, actually. I will say it was actually pretty good. Felt real good to be able to get outside, do some things in that nice sun. You know, cooler, but it was nice to get to do work in, right? Wasn't too hot, wasn't too cold, so it wasn't too bad. But, you know, we have been up and down with our weather, and this week is nothing like no different. We're looking at 50 degrees today and some rain later, and then this week, I mean, I'll tell you, I'm seeing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 of the next 8 days, there's a possibility of rain. Oy, yay, 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 yay. It's pretty bad when it comes to wanting to work outside and do some things. Now, hopefully, that's about it after this for some of the heavy rain in a row. It's hard to want to do anything in the garden, especially on the days when it's pouring or raining like this, let alone when everything is just soaking wet, you know. It's just a rough way to start our spring. It's been up and down all over the place. Just don't know which way is up. Hopefully it'll turn around at some point soon. And we'll figure it out from there. Anyways, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into the lines today. Nathan, who's up first today?
Kay is in Lowell.
Kay, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Morning.
Good morning.
I'm having a problem in my front yard especially, but the backyard as well, with all these apparent divots. You know, I swear if I ran across the lawn that I could probably break an ankle. And I don't understand what it is. I thought for a while grubs, but is it possibly moles or voles?
It's quite possibly moles, just because of the way the little divots would be happening. Are you finding any holes or like exits for where they would be coming out?
Well, there are a couple of holes in the backyard, just maybe two, but we also have an invasion of chipmunks, so I didn't know what it could be.
So it could be a little bit of both. I'm noticing in my backyard I have holes everywhere where chipmunks have decided they just want to make their home. So, you know, with moles, there are a couple things to be looking at. You need to kind of find where all of the tunnels are, right? And so one of the things to be doing is you actually have to kind of stomp on all of those, like, divots and kind of find all of them, find, like, the major holes that they are. So not like all the divots, not like everything across the yard. What I'm looking more for you to find is where the major holes are. And I want you to stomp on those areas so that the holes are kind of covered. So it's hard for, so it's no longer a hole, right? Because what'll happen, and I want you to do that towards the end of the day, what'll happen is the next morning when you get up, only certain ones of these holes will actually be open again because they will get out in that area, which means that's where they're active. Because the, you know, moles and sometimes with the chipmunks, they're active in one area, not everything. And so in order for something like a mole to push it away and use some sort of repellent, we need to know where it's active, because they can have hundreds of tunnels that they've done in the past, you know, on one side of the yard, but they're on the opposite side of the yard.
Okay, the holes are in the backyard, and there is only maybe three. In the front yard, it's very small, but it's very lumpy and bumpy, and what could I do about that?
Well, so, you know, try to see if you can find any exits for the animal, because it's, that's how we are going to know where they're active, and that's what we're looking for. And by walking over some of these areas at night, the next morning, what will happen is you'll see, like, little eruptions, little, like, volcanoes in the yard, and that's where these moles are actually coming from. And so from there, you're going to use a product called Mole Max. Bonide has a product called Mole Max that is a repellent. Okay. And so what you do is once you find that area, and you will use the repellent in that area and push it away from the house. Right.
Okay.
So it's a granular form, and you'll use like a barrier, you know, on the inside closer to your house and push it out. But we need to find where that hole is those holes are first, or where they're active. And that's why, you know, stomping on some of those areas is going to show us exactly where they are.
Okay.
And so, you know, you got to do it at night because they'll be active overnight. And so when the morning, when you wake up, you'll be able to see where they've been. And it just gives you a better, like, idea of this is where I need to start and move them away from there. So it's definitely worth, you know, taking a look at, seeing what you can do in the meantime.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you very much for the help.
All right, Kay, you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. And you as well.
All right. Bye-bye. And our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning to everybody. We'll, like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock, so plenty of time. We already got another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Tom's in Stoughton.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Excuse me. Good morning. I have a few questions. I'll start with my tulips. Most of them came out well, but some of them just have big leaves and no flowers. And same with the daffodils. No skinny leaves, but no flowers.
Okay. And was there any damage to them right at the beginning of the season by, like, rabbits or anything? Nothing? It just slowly?
Yes. No, nothing happened to them.
Okay. And now how long have these been in there?
Two, maybe 3 years at the most.
Okay. And everything around it is kind of flowering, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Most of the tulips are flowering, but some of them have huge leaves, but no flowers or anything.
It's interesting. And now, you know, sometimes, you know, with them being close to others, you know, we kind of rule out some of the things that it could be, right? So, you know, inadequate light, we rule that out because others are getting it. We rule out, you know, is it in the right location or in the wrong location? That's ruled out because it's bloomed before and done everything right. So it kind of leads us down to a couple things. You know, did you fertilize last year? Did you fertilize this spring?
I did not fertilize this spring.
Okay. When did you last fertilize the bulb area?
I believe after they bloomed last year.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, that's definitely not one of them. So, here's the deal. I got to take a break. When we get back, we'll go over more of what it could be and how we can move on and make it better. So, hang tight with me, Tom.
Okay.
For everyone else, phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Tom in regards to his tulips. Some are blooming. It's also daffodils as well. Some are blooming, and a few of them are just showing, you know, great leaves, but not much of anything else. Fertilized last year after they were done blooming, to get them to go back, into their, you know, dormant state later in the year. You know, there is a few things here. Sometimes, you know, the bulbs just, after a couple of years have just had, you know, kind of just die back and they don't bloom again. The lifespan is usually like 3 to 5 years of some of the tulip cultivars, you know, and then they just kind of start to die back a bit. It could be, you know, the weather was, kind of off and on all winter, where we had some warm, some cold. And even though some are blooming around it, it had something to do with some of them not being able to completely get their winter chill through, where it gets enough cold temperatures. But it is weird that they're with the others right there. So you couldn't necessarily say, all right, this is exactly what it is, right?
Right.
So there's a number of things that it could be, there's no real good answer to say this is exactly what it is, but I think that part of it has to do with the weather, part of it has to do with just they've aged out a little bit.
Okay, a couple other questions. When do I plant my dahlias?
So you have the dahlia tubers?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You should be able to plant those at this point in time. Do you usually plant them outside every year, or do you do them in...
plant them outside.
You don't put them in, like, containers. You put them in, like, the garden, right?
Right.
All right. Yeah, so, I mean, it's... we're at that point... in time where we would just about do it. Looking at the, you know, the weather, I would see if there's any more frosts, which I'm not really seeing. I'm seeing temperatures not drop below the mid-40s overnight. They basically, the one thing I'd want you to think about is when you would put your tomatoes outside.
I usually wait to the 21st, I guess.
Yeah, so usually to keep it as something so you would do it at the same time was about the same time that you would plant your tomatoes outside is when you would put the dahlia tubers into the ground. So
okay, one last question.
Yeah.
I have, I forget the name of the tree now. So, they look like orchids. I just want to know, what do I use to fertilize it?
Okay. So, you know, for a tree like that, the majority of trees you would use...
It's magnolia.
Yeah. So you would use... so to fertilize the magnolia, we'd be looking at using... you could use a tree tone from a spoma, right? So... With the magnolia, how big is it, like the bush form or is it the tree form?
Tree form.
Okay. And how tall would you say it is at this point?
At least 10 feet.
Okay. And I'm trying to get you how much you would need to use. So would you say the trunk on it is about 2 to 4 inches thick or so? So you're going to use 4 pounds per inch of diameter of the trunk,
okay,
of the tree tone. Okay, so say it's, let's call it 3 pounds just to make it easy. You're going to need 12 pounds.
Okay.
So, all
thank
right.
You. Thank you.
All right, Tom, you have
and
a great
luck.
Rest of your day. Thank
Good
you.
Good luck.
Thank you. All right. We're going to take a break here. When we get back on the other side, we'll talk a little bit about what's going on with the future here. And hope to answer more of your gardening questions. So give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that controls insects on trees and shrubs without spraying, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants and termites bring the product to the colony, transfer the product by social interaction, and they soon die. The built-in shaker makes it easy to apply. You just water and walk away. That's all.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA News Update. As pro-Palestinian protests rage on college campuses across the country, the ADL, Anti-Defamation League, reporting a 360% spike in anti-Semitic attacks since the October 7th Hamas terrorist attack in Israel. Donald Trump heads back to court on Monday, the latest on testimony from Friday at his hush money trial. Here's USA's John Schaefer.
Trump spoke after the trial recessed for Friday, stating that while crime is rampant in New York City, the DA has chosen to target him and his company instead.
They shouldn't be wasting time on this. Look what they do to so many people. They're all lawyered up. That's all they do, lawyer up. In the meantime, you can't do anything in the country. The country's going to hell.
And Mystic Dan wins the 150th Kentucky Derby in an insane photo finish. The experts had to examine the video from all three horses who were neck and neck crossing the finish line. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning, everyone. Hopefully you're doing well today. I know, last week we were talking about what's going on with GCN and how they're, unfortunately closing down after today's show. We are hoping to have a decent announcement in the next day or two here. We were hoping to get it done by this weekend. But the goal is to continue and to, move on, right, with someone else, just trying to get the, all the details figured out. Hopefully I'll have an answer actually tomorrow or the next day. I've been working with somebody right now, just going back and forth to get everything kind of figured out and say, all right, yes, we're going to do this. The goal is to continue. The goal is to keep going, and hopefully we'll have an answer very soon. The one thing that will happen, there'll definitely be a different format of what's going on with how we do this. It's going to be a little bit less of time for it, but it's a lot of great opportunities that we have with this company that has possibility for more stations that we have right now, right? So there's a lot of opportunity here. I don't want to say, hey, this is what we're doing until I get the final paperwork saying, all right, yes, we're in. But the right now the look is if we go this way, there'll be a little bit of change in the format. We'll actually be able to do something where we'll have like a Google voicemail where you guys can call anytime during the week and leave a message. And we might actually, on the time that we do the recording of the show, call you back, have the conversation, or you leave your questions for us. So a little bit different, but
you know, this could be a good way to get it done. Have the show taped earlier in the week. You know, haven't decided all those details yet. Like I said, so many different details going on at the same time. Just trying to do this in such a quick period of time hasn't been easy. And both myself and the company we're working with, trying to get to taken care of, understand this. And so, you know, we've already, I think I've talked with them 4 or 5 times in the past week, just trying to get this figured out and make it right for not only me, but for you guys, too. So, want you guys to keep an eye out on, you know, the newsletter coming up. Keep an eye out on our Facebook page. Keep an eye out on our website and see some of the new, you know, some of that information coming up there so that we can hopefully have an answer for you guys soon enough. But it's never easy to just say, yep, this is it. This is what we're going to do. My goal is to continue on, keep the legacy going of my father, and hope that we can do that. So I wish I had an exact answer. This is what I'm doing. But a lot of the stations that have reached out to me, they will be talked to hopefully in the next couple days if we sign on the dotted line here. So that's a tomorrow answer, hopefully. So, you know, we'll try to, as soon as we do this, give everybody an update. Is it, you know, via newsletter? Is it what it is? We're going to get it. So keep your eyes out for that, and we'll try to get you that information as soon as we have that finalized. Now, in the meantime, we're here for the next 3.5 hours to answer as many of the gardening questions as we can. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're here to help. So let us know what we can do to help you out by giving us a call. Otherwise, you know, weather just not great. It just hasn't been great. Well, it was great yesterday. It's not going to be great this upcoming week. And so, you know, there's some rain later in the day. Not a great end of the day, but you know, the morning's cool enough where maybe it's a good time to just do a few things in the yard. You know, I was out there yesterday towards the end of the day because that's when I had some time, just finishing up some of the cleanup in parts of my yard. Now, I was getting more of the leaves moved out of the lawn area that had been there for a good amount of time. And so, you know, it's not that I was trying to remove it from planting beds. I've left that in a few of the planting beds. It's just more over the lawn because you could see some of the the grass starting to grow through some of those areas. So let's get it cleaned out. So got those into the woods to cover more of the areas that have leaves in the woods. You know, noticing, you know, a lot of the first early blooming plants are starting to wake up. And so a lot of the pollinators that would be there for them are starting to come out. They're starting to be there. It's still, you know, still early, technically. We still got plenty of time before, you know, the last frost could be. A lot of times people kind of say, all right, maybe it's around May 10th, but I look more towards the end of the month. So we still got some time before the last real frost potential. Usually around the 20th, 21st, 22nd-ish is about the time we get our last frost of the year. So we still get about 15 days or so, 2 weeks, before we're officially, you know, outside with some of these plants. And as we were talking earlier, when we were saying with Tom, like, about dahlias, you know, we plant those when you're going to plant the tomatoes outside. And so we wait until that happens, and that's usually about May 20th or so. Certain areas, you know, the more north you go, it's a little bit later. The more south you go, it's a little bit earlier. And so, you know, being out in New England, we talk about where our frost level is, but the further south you go, you know, some of the people listening, you know, in South Carolina right now are saying, no, we're good. It's already out. Everything's out. Get it. But right now in New England, we're, you know, the northern part of Massachusetts into New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine. We're not there when it comes to putting a lot of this stuff outside. It's still too cold overnight. Even though it's in the 40s, there is the possibility of frost. So just keep that in mind. But with all the rain, there's most likely, well, because of the rain, there won't be any frost on those days. But we need to just keep in mind that it could happen after that. Our weather has been so up and down that working outside or getting your plants outside has been a, you know, you're just not sure what days you're going to be able to do it. I mean, the temperature is going to be gorgeous tomorrow and the next day, but, you know, it's just going to rain a lot. It's looking like Tuesday is the pick of the week, and Tuesday is the only day currently where it's not raining. Ugh. You look at the long-term forecast, and a lot of the temperatures are in the 40s overnight. Nothing real low. So it is looking like we probably had our last frost. But if you're putting some things that are, you know, cold-sensitive outside, just need to keep an eye on them. Watch them, you know, and say, all right, it's going to get in the 40s. It could drop. I mean, when we look at a 10-day, 15-day forecast, things change all the time. We were talking about this at work the other day. You know, last week, not this past week that happened, but the week before, this week that we went through looked like it was going to be gorgeous every single day. And then all of a sudden, there was a lot of overcast, and then it was this and that. And it's, you know, obviously, it's 15 days out. You can't predict everything. But, you know, you try to plan things around that. The temperatures and the weather will change. So just because right now it says one thing, they could change. There could be something changing from that. And so hopefully, it changes in the way where there's not as much rain, right? We could do without some of this rain that we've been having. I'll tell you one thing. Great day to put out grass seed, right? You want to put some grass seed out today? Put some out. Get it out there because you're going to be able to get some germination in a few days here. Only downfall is there'll be no sun to get it to germinate, but you could definitely get some of this soon. So good day to put some grass seed down and get it out in the yard with the amount of rain. You won't have to do any watering. It'll be all done for you. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And if you're just joining us, good morning. We got plenty of time if you have some questions. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And, you know, cloudy, overcast today, a little cool. But might be worth getting out and doing some things in the morning because it's looking like a little bit rain later, and this week looks rainy. So enjoy the non-rain while you can. Now, what else is going on in the yard right now? Well, you know, a lot of you have seen the forsythia blooming. The forsythia is in full bloom, so it's crabgrass control time for those of you who are trying to, you know, get taken care of. With the crabgrass, if you have some issues, now is the time to be doing that. And, you don't want to do crabgrass, it's definitely a time to fertilize the lawn. The lawn's had a long winter, and if you haven't done anything for the lawn, you know, even just a fertilization will help develop some of the lawn and make it a little bit stronger. It needs something. It doesn't always need the crabgrass control, right? That's going to depend on how much you've had. It also depends on, you know, if you're seeding, if you're trying to thicken up the lawn, how do you want to do that? You know, there are products out there that do have a crabgrass control and starter fertilizer that would allow you to put grass seed down. Now, we can talk about that and more as time permits, but we're going to go to a break here. And if you have questions, call us at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Take a break. Be back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we were talking a little bit about, you know, your first steps in the lawn this season, right? And we're looking at doing some, you know, if we're looking to do some maintenance or looking to start a lawn. You've heard me talk about the past couple weeks of, you know, there is a crabgrass control with a starter fertilizer in it. So that is a good one to be using if you're looking to seed at this moment and then, you know, thicken up the lawn to help also prevent some of the crabgrass. So that's, you know, that's an option right now. The smaller bags that are out there is usually in a 4,000 square foot bag, and that's it's 4,000 to 5,000 square foot, but that is from the Scotts company. They own the patent on the product that is in it for the small bags. Well, they own the product in essence, but what they do is the small bags they own. They're the only ones who can produce small bags. They send it out for wholesaling. For the large bags of bags that are like 15,000 square feet. And so you'll see some of the same active ingredients in some of those. But you're looking for something that has a crabgrass control with starter fertilizer. And we can tell that it's a starter fertilizer because the middle number of the three numbers that's on the bag, which is phosphorus, is usually higher than the other numbers. So, you're going to be able to tell right away that that is the starter fertilizer versus just a regular crabgrass control. Most of the crabgrass control right now that is just for crabgrass and you cannot seed will have a zero as the phosphorus number. So that middle number will be a zero. A lot of states want you to have
zero phosphorus in the fertilizer, as a lot of New England already is heavy in phosphorus levels in the soil, and so adding more just doesn't make sense unless it's a starter fertilizer. So that's the only difference. So we got the crabgrass control with starter fertilizer. That's the one where you can put seed down. But the majority of you will probably just put a crabgrass control down. Realize that that can only, you know, can be done in the spring, but you cannot put any grass seed. It doesn't know the difference between good grass seed and bad grass seed. It just knows that it's supposed to kill this type of seed. And since crabgrass is in the grass family, it will prevent that. Because it's a poa, is the style of grass, but there are a few poas out there that people actually want to have in their yard. But with a crabgrass control, it's just going to control all of them. So just keep that in mind. A lot of times, if you're using a crabgrass control, you're not supposed to seed for at least 6 weeks or so, but if then you're looking at using your second application, which some of the second application is a broadleaf weed control, you shouldn't actually be seeding at that point either. So that's why there's that option of the crabgrass control with starter fertilizer, because we know that if you just went crabgrass control and then broadleaf weed control, we're at least 12 weeks before you can put any seed down. And 12 weeks from the start of it puts you in the middle of summer. The middle of summer is usually too hot to put grass seed down. Now, you've heard me before. I've said I want you to be able to, I want you to put grass seed down at any time as long as you can water it. So, you know, even in the middle of the summer, you can put grass seed down. As long as you can water it and take care of it. Now, the amount of rain we've been having in the past, I don't know, however long it feels like forever, you might not have to worry about having to water it as often, because Mother Nature will do that for you. Otherwise, we're waiting till the fall. Now, we're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll take that break. We'll be back in a few.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.